Your province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
If you'd like to have a say in who gets to be the country's next head of the NPA, you have until next week Friday to comment on the suitability of the candidates. The list of candidates to succeed Shamila Batoi has been whittled down to six. They include advocate Menzi Simelane, who was previously appointed to the position in 2009. His term was cut short when the Concord ruled that his appointment was invalid after the DA challenged his fitness to hold office on the grounds of the findings of the Jinwala inquiry. The other candidates are advocate Nicolette Bell and Adrian Mopp, who are heading up prosecutions in the Western Cape, and former Free State DPP Xolisile Khanyile. The head of IDAC, advocate Andrea Johnson, and the directorate's former boss, advocate Hemwani Cronje, are also candidates. The Justice Ministry's Terence Manase.
The panel noted that this represents an important step towards ensuring a transparent, credible, and inclusive process. The panel further indicated that, in line with its commitment to openness, members of the public and institutions are invited to submit comments on these candidates by 5 December 2025, ahead of the interviews scheduled for 10 and 11 December.
A Tembisa hospital official accused of corruption has paid back over 13 million rand to the special investigating unit. Zakaria Tsisele was arrested earlier this week alongside a Hawks sergeant for allegedly trying to bribe an investigating officer probing corruption at the Gauteng hospital. Tsisele allegedly received kickbacks from various service providers at the hospital between 2020 and 2023. Here's SIU spokesperson Kaiser Khanyago.
The SIU has identified at least 15 current and former officials involved in activities such as corruption, money laundering, collusion, gate rigging in connection with improperly appointed service providers at Tembisa Hospital. These individuals abused their position throughout the procurement process to benefit these service providers and enrich themselves.
According to the SIU, at least 2 billion rand has been looted from the hospital by a group of criminal syndicates. Babita Diokoran, who was the acting CFO in the Gauteng Health Department, was murdered outside her home in 2023 after she flagged the theft. The Weather Service has confirmed there was a tornado on a farm in Heilbron in the Free State on Monday afternoon. Over the past few days, parts of South Africa have been experiencing heavy rains and thunderstorms. The Weather Service says the thunderstorms intensified in Heilbron and developed into a tornado between 3 p.m. and 4 p.m. Forecaster Lehlonolo Thobela.
There were gusts around the region with identified shearing, convergence, as well as moisture to form a convective cloud, which resulted in a supercell at a later stage. The conditions were favorable for a tornado to form.
Elsewhere, at least 7 people have been killed in a landslide in Tahiti in the South Pacific. The disaster struck at dawn in the eastern village after a week of heavy rain in the French Polynesian island. Officials say a 30-meter-high landslide swept one house away, sending it crashing into a second. And several people remain missing, and rescue operations had to be suspended for several hours after a second landslide nearly swept away members of the team. French President Emmanuel Macron has promised France's full support to the families affected by the tragedy. In Southeast Asia, authorities across Indonesia, Thailand and Malaysia have worked to reach residents trapped in floods that have killed dozens of people across the region in recent days. The toll from floods and landslides rose to 19 in Indonesia's North Sumatra, and it's been battered by heavy rain for days with dozens still missing. Durban 28 tomorrow, Pietermaritzburg 29, Richards Bay 31.
Here's what's coming up in your sport. Cobus Reinach will win his 50th test cap for the Springboks off the bench on Saturday against Wales. The Blitzbokker face a difficult test in their season opening Dubai Sevens this weekend, and Max Verstappen is chasing a hat-trick of wins at the Qatar F1.